Hello, my friend. My name is Terry Petrovic, and welcome to the Terry Petrovic Show on the Home Business Radio Network. This is Positive Powered Radio. So how have you been doing in your business? You know, we're like 2 weeks into January 2013. Is your business growing? Are you building momentum? Because here's what I know to be a fact, is that the first 2 weeks of January, and even the last 2 weeks of January, are absolutely, without a doubt, the most important time in your business. It sets up everything for the rest of the year. So now is the time for you to go out there and stretch yourself and put forth the extra effort and to do the things that you need to do to create the quality of life that you want for you and your family. Now's the time to work and, you know, hide and meet new people. I'll tell you a funny story. 2 days ago, I live in North Carolina here in the United States on the East Coast, about 4 hours south of Washington, D.C. And the weather's kind of yucky. It's about, 42 degrees, kind of misty and rainy. And I get all in my head and say, you know what? I was going to go and do this networking group. I don't know if you've ever checked out meetup.com. It's an international organization that helps people kind of get together and meet up. So it's meetup.com, meetup.com. There was a local meetup group. And, on Monday I decided, I think I want to go to that and meet some new people. But, here it was Wednesday. It's yucky outside. It's misting. And I pretty much got all in my head and made up all kinds of excuses and said, you know what? I think I'll just stay home and network on Facebook tonight instead of going out and meeting people. And then I did a three-way call with one of my leaders. And she's in North Dakota. It was snowing. The high was 37 degrees. The low was about 2 degrees. And she was laughing at me because I was saying it was cold and yucky outside. She says, I would love to be in that kind of weather. And it's kind of true. Our circumstances are all relative. But after I finished that call with Melanie, I got to thinking about my goals. Got to thinking about my vision and what I wanted to create for my family. And one of the things I wanted for my business is I wanted to have the largest organization in the state of North Carolina. So I hung up with Melanie and I said to myself, self, if I really want to have one of the largest organizations in North Carolina in my primary business, I sure as heck ain't going to do that at home. So I decided I needed to get cleaned up, shower, shave, shampoo, and get dressed up and go out. And you know what? It was the interesting thing that caused me to do all of this is my vision on where I want to be 5 years from now. Now, I don't know if you've ever done any vision work, but there's a great book called Mach 2 with Your Hair on Fire by Richard Brook. Phenomenal book. You can purchase it off Amazon.com. But there's all kinds of people who do vision workshops. Where do you want to be in 3 years, 5 years? So I really got clear in my mind where I wanted to be in 5 years. And it was that vision that got me off my butt. Got me dressed and made me endure that cold weather. It really wasn't that bad at all because I had my car in the garage. I didn't feel the weather. Drove out there. Just a little bit of weather from the parking lot to the event. Now, here's what happened at the event. I was there about an hour. I met probably 11 people. Pretty decent contacts. In an hour. Now, a couple of interesting things I observed at that event. Number one, people would kind of ask me what I did. And I said, I do a little bit of everything. I market. I show people how to create a better quality of life. And then I turn it around to them instantly. Find out about them. Ask them questions. And then I'd ask them for their card. Sometimes they'd ask me for mine. Sometimes they didn't. But I always, always got theirs. Interesting. I actually saw a friend there. And I talked to her today, after the event. She was there about an hour and a half. And in an hour and a half, she made 3 contacts. What's the difference? What was she doing that I wasn't doing? What was I doing that she wasn't doing is probably the better question, right? You see, I was laser focused. I knew what my agenda was when I went in there. My agenda was not to build relationships there, but my agenda was to go in there and meet as many people as I could in the shortest amount of time, collect a bunch of cards, and then follow up and get to know those people after the event. Because when you're at a big networking event like that, and you know, it's noisy and crowded and everybody's bumping elbows, you can barely hear what's going on. It's kind of like meeting somebody in a bar, you know, the music's loud and people are talking. It's really hard to have a conversation where you can really be present and listen and interact. So what she did is she attempted to do that. She attempted to build relationships and, you know, meet with people and talk to people actually that she knew already. I didn't want to talk to anybody that I already knew. I mean, I did. I said, hi, how you doing? But I'm there to network. Make no mistake about it. And then I would just go up to people and say, hey, how you doing? My name's Terry. What's your name? And they had their name badge so I could see it. And I said, so what do you do, Debbie? And, you know, Debbie would tell me what she did, real estate or whatever. And we'd had a nice chit-chat conversation. Now, I gotta share a sidebar here with you. I kind of got tickled at this when I saw this. And you probably have seen pitchmen, people who are like the quote-unquote sales types, right? Well, I saw a woman in there who was actually carrying her core product around with her at this event. And she had some before and after pictures that she was showing people that she was talking to. You see, she made this event all about her and promoting her. And I'm here to tell you that is probably the biggest mistake you can make when you go to one of these networking events. Why? Well, the truth is, people don't care about you or your product or your business or any of that. All they want to do is talk about them. So the smart thing to do, the effective thing to do, the thing that gets people to pay attention to you is you have to ask them all about them. I love having one-on-one meetings actually with people for about an hour, and 55 minutes of the conversation is all about them. And then the last 5 minutes is about what, you know, what I do and myself and all that kind of stuff. It's interesting. Every time I've had conversations like that with people, they become my biggest fans. Why? It's because I listened. I try to help them. And that's what I want you to do, is I want you to set yourself apart from the pack. I want you to be able to take a deep interest in helping other people grow their business. Now, here's another thing that I did after that event, which nobody else did that I met anyways. So I got my 11 cards. I got home. I was able to make it through all that nasty weather and it rained. I opened my computer and then I emailed every person that I talked to, who I'd met. And my email went something like, hey, Karen, nice to meet you. That was the subject. The body went, Karen, love to sit down with you sometime and learn more about you and your business and how I can maybe help you grow your business and try to learn who is your ideal prospect. Are you open to maybe getting together and have a cup of coffee sometime? No. Was that anything about me? No. Who was it about? It was about them. You see, when you market, when you talk, when you communicate, when you lead, you have to do it in a way that people follow you. That's the straight talk. That's the no BS. And that's what most people are clueless about doing. They make it all about them. Don't do that. If you want to be remembered, and we all do, you really have to put your ego aside. You see, because the people who are pitching their stuff, showing their product, showing their pictures, showing whatever, it's all about them. People don't care about you. That's what you really need to understand. So if you want to stand out, what I want you to do is learn to ask questions. Try to figure out where people are, more importantly, where they want to go. If you really want to shock somebody, ask somebody, Who's your ideal prospect? What's the profile of your ideal person? The person that you really want to talk to. You know, we all have A clients, B clients, C clients, and we all want those A clients. The fact is about 80% of our business comes from 20% of our clients, but that 20% is the A clients that give us the most revenue, who build the biggest organizations. And, you know, if we want to talk about network marketing lingo here, it's those small handful of people that do the most. But a lot of times people, you know, focus on the people who are maybe needy, who have need to, you know, talk and be heard. What we have to do is we have to sift and sort quickly through people to find out if somebody is interested in what we have to offer. Does that make sense? You know, it's all about sifting and sorting. It's all about taking action. Taking action. You see, that's what champions do. Champions really focus on what is their desired outcome and how do I get there? What activities do I need to do every day? And it's those champions, those top leaders in your business that master the mundane. They do the boring stuff. They sift and they sort. They talk and they listen. They ask questions, find out if somebody's interested or not. You know, when somebody says they don't want to join your team or they don't want to buy your product, how does that affect you? Does it bother you? Because if it bothers you, you're making it about you. That's called ego. What you really want to get to the point is you want to get to the point of asking questions that draw the person out and to see if there's a fit. You know, I had a coaching call with a guy today. And he's having second thoughts about the business that he's in because he jumped ship. And his concern really was the commitment that he made to those people in his previous company before he jumped ship. But the whole reason he jumped ship is he wasn't making any money in that company and neither were they. And I said, basically, at the end of the day, what you have to say to yourself is the business that I'm in going to create the quality of life that I want for my family? You see, you are a problem solver with your downline, with the people on your team. And hopefully you have a business model, a product, and the leadership, yourself and people above you, that can help people solve their financial problems if they're in this business to make money. And the reality of it is if people cannot make money, they probably don't need to be with you and your company. And I told them, I said, hey, look, you know, what you have to really think about is what promises. What things did you say to those people? You talk to them about making money, having a better quality of life. And if you're in a business and you don't believe it's the best thing, then shame on you if you tell them it is, because that's kind of like not being honest and lying. Because if you have knowledge of, that there's some better vehicle, then you need to be honest and have integrity and share that. Does that make sense to you? See, for me, it's all about the straight talk. It's all about having integrity. It's about telling people how it is. And if you have information and it's valuable information and somebody else needs to know it, then you need to share it. And let people make the decision for themselves. My name is Terry Petrovic. I hope this has been helpful for you. Let's make it a great January and a great 2013. Check me out on my blog at Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, Petrovic, Petro like oil, P-E-T-R-O, Vic, V-I-C-K.com. And check me out on Facebook, facebook.com/fanof. Terry Petrovic. Remember this, my friend, you have a choice. Make it a better than terrific day and a prosperous one because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye for now.